at courtside at the MAC, where Monmouth trails Fairfield 31-29. We would like to thank Monmouth head men's lacrosse coach Brian Fisher for giving us a couple of minutes of his time here at the half. Brian set to begin the first season of Monmouth men's lacrosse here in the next couple of weeks. As the Hawks have the first possession here in our second half, Monmouth moving left to right. Justin Robinson has it for MU. Out to Deion Jones for three. Here it is. The Hawks lead 32-21, 19:35 to go in our second half. Deion Jones with a big three-pointer there for MU. That first half, Deion Jones struggled. Just 1 of 5 from the floor. He had 2 points, as now he's got 5. Fairfield back the other way. Shot attempt by Jones. Brady rejects it. Loose ball. Loose ball foul will be the call on Fairfield. MU with the lead and a little momentum here with 19:14 to go. Second block of the game by Chris Brady. Maurice Barrow will check in for Fairfield. Stags are going to pressure full. Robinson breaks the press. Now the MU Hawks go the other way, and Robinson is fouled, going to the basket with 19:04 to go. He'll go to the line for two, looking for his first points this evening. Hawks lead 32-31. The freshman will step to the line in that first half. He played 14 minutes, had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Hawks shot 42% in the first half, led by Andrew Nicholas's 10 points. Robinson makes his first free throw. 9 points for Josh James to go along with 2 assists, 3 rebounds. Marcus Gilbert led the way for Fairfield with 12 in the first half, as the Stags attempted 20 threes. 20 of their 30 field goal attempts were from downtown, making 7. MU 0 of 6 from 3, but after 2 Justin Robinson free throws, the Hawks now lead 34-31. Fairfield brings it into the front court. Bit of a small lineup for the Stags. Barrow, drive and kick to Grennan for a corner triple. That one off the side of the iron. Rose finds Marcus Gilbert now for three. He buries his 5th three of the game, and it's 34-all. Sidney Johnson takes a quick timeout after Gilbert buries the three. He's yelling at his players. Coach Rice is giving him a look as though, not sure what the heck he's doing, but that full timeout will now take us to a 60-second break here on the air. 18:42 to go. Monmouth and Fairfield all tied at 34, and we're going to step out for 60 seconds on our home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at the MAC, we're actually going to have to take another timeout, dealing with some brief technical issues. Monmouth and Fairfield tied at 34, 18:42 to go. We're actually going to step aside, Ray, one more 30-second timeout, bring you back courtside here to the MAC. Back from timeout, Fairfield will take a 36-34 lead after a breakaway one-handed dunk by Maurice Barrow. Monmouth will now have the basketball and try to take the lead again. Deion Jones, double clutch jumper, left elbow, will tie this game at 36-all with 18 minutes to go here in our second half. Back and forth these two teams go. Fairfield now controlling. Marcus Gilbert has 15 points. We'll go over to number 15. Maurice Barrow now finds Amadou Sidibe, left elbow. Works its way around the perimeter. KJ Jones fires to Barrow for three. That's good. Fairfield continues their three-point onslaught. They lead 39-36, and they continue raining from deep.
That three-point shot has been such a big advantage for Fairfield in this game.
For the most part, it seems as all of their field goals have come from out there. Hawks find themselves down three again. Andrew Nicholas puts it on the floor. Wild shot is missed. He gets his own rebound. Shuffle pass down low to Tilleman, who has his shot blocked by Barrow, who then saves it between his legs from going out of bounds. Stags back the other way. Jones to Grennan, who took his eye off the ball. And it will go out of bounds. Monmouth lucky to get it back there as James and O'Garo check back for MU.
Anybody else other than me starting to become a little bit worried that this game might not go the way that we had hoped and anticipated?
A little early for the panic button, but...
Well, I didn't say panic.
No, I'm getting there.
Worry.
The worry button's been hit. If it's a panic button, is it like a worry tab? Because I'm hitting it right now.
Yeah, just starting to, like, get the trigger finger right. Set it's if we do need to hit it.
Is it flickering right now?
A little bit.
13 seconds on the shot clock for MU here. Josh James will call out signals. Gets a high screen from Tillman. James going to go all the way to the basket and lay it in to cut that lead to one. He breaks into double figures with 11.
That is his game. Loves to get to the rim.
For the first time in this one, Matt, Monmouth now will go 2-3 zone. It's typically not what you do when a team is shooting from the outside. We'll see how it affects Fairfield here.
I think you're just hoping for a little bit of a change.
K.J. Jones throws to Gilbert. He'll test his range. That one no good. Left iron. Rebounded James. Catches it on the run. James leads one for Deion Jones. He loses it out of bounds. And it'll get us to the first media. 15:54 to go in this one. Fairfield leads Monmouth 39-38 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back inside the MAC where Monmouth trails Fairfield 39-38. And we'd like to remind you that for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. You can read our good buddy Josh Newman's article on tonight's game tomorrow, but tonight on app.com. He'll do a great job as always. He'll post his quick reactions, his thoughts about the game. That's all app.com. And for home delivery, app.com/subscribe. As alongside Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti, our buddy Ray Malaspina, back in the studios. And Matt, second half, kind of the same way the first half went. Fairfield's not shooting it all that well. They're not playing that well, but they make enough timely threes to lead by one.
Yeah, I mean, that has really been the big difference in this basketball game. 9 of 24 from the outside, 1 of 7 for Monmouth. I mean, that is why Fairfield right now is up by a point. Everything else, Monmouth basically has the advantage, and Fairfield is yet to shoot a free throw in the game.
Well, that leads into another telltelling stat, as we'll get into that as Fairfield works it here, ticking down under 15:40 to go. Whistle on the ball. Tyrone O'Garo fouls K.J. Rose, a point that you just mentioned. Fairfield hasn't attempted a free throw. Their opponents have made more free throws than the Stags have attempted this season.
Don't usually get to the rim very often. That's a nice way to say that.
That's what that would tell me. And when they do, they only shoot him at 68%. But here, they work it around the perimeter for three again. That's what they can do as Maurice Barrow drains a three. Fairfield up 42-38.
Starting to get a little bit hotter. You know, they've made now 10, but the shooting percentage continues to trickle up.
Down low. Nicholas to the basket. Up and good off the window. He's got 12.
And if that's the game tonight for Monmouth, that's all that you can hope for. Just keep making twos and keep this a close game until it comes down the stretch a little bit more.
Fairfield up 42-40. Grennan finds Gilbert left corner. Bounces it top of the key. This is K.J. Rose with Josh James guarding him. Rose in the lane. Spins, throws one to Amadou Sidibe. 8 on the shot clock. Sidibe throws up a shot, wave off the attempt, blocking foul. Called before the shot. We'll go on Zach Tillman, number 33, picks up foul at number 1.
Yeah, Tillman got him with the body watching the replay up on the big board here at the MAC. Shuffled his feet a little bit too much.
Inbound. Rose trapped in the corner, so Coach Sidney Johnson has to burn a 30 with 14:41 to go, and Fairfield leading MU 42-40. You know, Matt, Monmouth is rebounding it well. They've done a good job playing pressure defense. Their offense tonight, which scored 83 last time out, has really stalled against a Fairfield defense that does rank number two in the MAC, and they do play pretty good D.
Yeah, it's a good defensive team. As you said, the numbers would indicate that. Give up about 69 points per game, and they cause enough havoc for teams, as they have tonight for Monmouth from the outside. That's really been where their defense has been able to put together some pretty good things. And they've got an interior presence as well. You know, five block shots already on the night. That just causes enough combination between good perimeter defense and enough of a presence inside to cause some problems.
Back to the live action on the floor here at the MAC. Fairfield to inbound. Works its way all the way to Marcus Gilbert, who's again open for three. And again buries a three. He's got six. Fairfield up 45-40. Offensive foul back the other way. MU into their motion set. Tyrone O'Garo called for an illegal screen. Not a good two possessions if you're an MU fan.
This game is... It just doesn't have any offensive rhythm for Monmouth.
To the basket. KJ Rose is fouled for Fairfield. You're right. The Stags have done a great job taking the crowd and more out of the game, as now we have some pushing and shoving at midcourt. Tillman and Nicholas getting into it with a couple of Stags. The officials and Sidney Johnson doing some separating right now. Coach Rice giving the concerned dad look with the hands on the hips with 14:18 to go. Nicholas saying he was elbowed by a Fairfield player. They will or can go to the monitor if
they will choose. They will. I think they'll go over and take a look at it. I'm going to wait and see if we get anything that we can take a peek at up on the TV replay. You don't want to see that, but you certainly get a sense just a little bit that Monmouth is becoming a little frustrated the way that this game is going.
Yeah, and maybe that frustration boiled over. They're not showing the replay on the big board.
It's not helping the broadcast crew.
Yeah, no, very insensitive by ESPN. Big time crew on the game tonight. See Ray Perrone out there and some other high-level officials who do pretty big games. He's out there with Andrew Murata and Kyle Walter. The foul was called on Josh James pre-fracas. And I don't think they've deemed it to be anything beyond some physical play. Oh, you are so technological.
This is yours.
No, I know that one I'm saying.
Well, it's got to have different spots, different connections. We could run the world from this spot if we needed to.
We really could. Fairfield ball. They lead Monmouth by five. Sean Grennan, too strong on a three. Deion Jones with the rebound for MU. 6 minutes gone by second half. Jones to Josh James. James' floater is no good. Off the window. Gilbert skies high and pulls it down. Stags will come back the other way. KJ Rose finds Barrow. He'll attack the basket. Now to Gilbert. Another three. That one too strong. Nicholas with the rebound. Nicholas, left-hand dribble, still alive. Finds Tillman at the foul line. James to Deion Jones for three. Bottom of the net for Deion Jones. He breaks into double figures with 10. And the Hawks now trail 45-43.
A three-pointer every once in a while for Monmouth is helpful, you know. An outside shot is helpful. It just puts the pressure a little bit more on Fairfield.
As bad as the Hawks are playing offensively, they only trail by two. Rose for Fairfield. Around a Sidibe screen. Stop and go with the elbow. Tough shot. Blocked out of bounds by Tillman. Fairfield ball 17 on the shot clock as Max DeLeo and Chris Brady will check in. We'll also get another look at Justin Robinson. And Matt, get the sense that the MAC, the crowd here, ready for one of those Monmouth runs to get out in front of this game.
Yeah, a little spurt, you know, a little like 8-2 run, 12-4 run, something like that. That's been somewhat typical of Monmouth, especially in the second half of these MAC games.
KJ Rose, left wing. Step back three on Brady. Put it in. The Stags continue their hot shooting from deep.
It's been enough to keep Monmouth just at arm's length, except for that one little flurry for MU in the end part of the first half when they had the advantage. Fairfield has basically played in front the entire game.
Nicholas to the basket, no good. Rebound pulled down by Barrow, and a loose ball foul will go against Andrew Nicholas. That's his second foul, and it comes with Fairfield leading by five with 12:32 to go in our second half. And I think the word right now that is kind of the key, Matt, is just frustration.
You've got to be able to put that behind you a little bit. Rise to the challenge. You know, at this point, as Monmouth commits a foul down inside, and Fairfield will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. You know, this is an opportunity for, you know, we keep saying young team. You're getting to the point of the season where that doesn't really work a whole lot anymore. These guys, with the minutes they have logged, even as freshmen, a lot of these young guys, it's time for them to be able to deal with a little bit of adversity and not have that feeling of frustration just continue to carry over and bounce back and win a game like this.
Gilbert makes his first free throw. That's his first non-three-point shot made in this game. He misses the second. Rebound tipped over to Max DeLeo. Monmouth down by 6 points. Nicholas for three. Good in the left wing to cut the lead in half.
Now all of a sudden, Monmouth starting to get going from the outside a little bit. Jones had one couple of possessions ago. Nicholas that time. That's what you like to see out of MU.
Fairfield back the other way. Maurice Barrow. Reverse layup is up and good. 5 point Stags lead. Monmouth working it here with Robinson. Finds Nicholas around a screen. Bounces it down low to Brady, who loses it out of bounds with 11:45 to go. We'll take a 60-second timeout with Monmouth trailing 51-46. 11:45 to go. We're out for 1 minute on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth trails Fairfield 51-46 with 11:45 to go in our second half. We'll bring you back after a 30-second timeout. You'll be rejoined by Matt Harmon and myself, Eddie Alcapinti, here on your home for MU basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. The Monmouth Hawks would like to thank their good friends and premier sponsors this basketball season, World Subaru, Coca-Cola, McClune's, and Surf Taco. Thank you for your tremendous support throughout the season.
12-3, that is the difference in made three-pointers so far in this game. Fairfield 12 of 29 from the outside, Monmouth 3 of 9, and all three of those makes have come here in the second half. MU did not hit any in the first 20 minutes of action. They've started to get it going just a little bit from the outside. Deion Jones has hit two. Andrew Nicholas has the other one for Monmouth. And that's been kind of key, again, to keep them alive in this basketball game. You got to just continue to chip away at this lead. Hope that at some point Fairfield goes cold.
Well, make them shoot twos. How about that?
Give them layups.
Stags lead 51-46. They control here with 11:32 to go in our second half. Justin Jenkins into the game, running point here. Double teamed in the corner. Bounce pass almost stolen by Ogaro. Goes into the arms of KJ Rose. Rose gets a Sidibe screen, top of the key. Jumps to pass. Jenkins finds Barrow. Right back to Jenkins. He'll pump it three to the basket. No good, and he'll go to the line for two after the Monmouth foul. Will go on Tyrone Ogaro, his fourth.
And you can tell that this Fairfield team playing with more confidence. We mentioned in the open they have gotten better over the course of the last 2 weeks or so. Tough loss to St. Peter's, played Iona pretty competitively, played Niagara competitively, beat Manhattan, played a non-conference game at Belmont their last time out a couple of nights ago. And you can see, just like Monmouth at times, the youth playing a bit maybe above their head a little bit and starting to figure it out. Just unfortunate that it's coming against this Monmouth team so far today.
Yeah, Matt, that Belmont game, as Jenkins hits both free throws, the reason that game was not played till January 20th is the original date was pushed back. Fairfield had a flight cancellation due to some snow up in the Connecticut area. Couldn't leave. So Belmont good enough to reschedule. So Fairfield was in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday and here tonight. And leading Monmouth by seven. Deion Jones spins to the basket. Over to Tillman. Zach Tillman is fouled in traffic on the way up with 10:50 to go. He'll have two shots. Sidibe picked up the foul, gave him a little hip check. It'll be his first one.
No, that's good recognition by Tillman. Man was out of position a little bit. Go up, look to create. Get to the line.
Tillman, who scored the game's first two and hasn't scored since, missing that free throw.
It's just crazy when you think MU has a big advantage, points in the paint tonight, missing the second one there as well. It hasn't really been either one of their big guys who've contributed offensively. Brady hasn't scored, and Tillman just with the two.
Fairfield working it on the perimeter here, up by seven. Nearing the midway point in our second half. Gilbert ventures inside the arc this time, puts up a tough floater that's missed. His tip back is no good, and the rebound goes to Andrew Nicholas as Maurice Barrow picks up his third foul, a foolish foul in the backcourt.
Well, fourth team foul as well, so getting a little bit closer to sending Monmouth to the line. Fairfield will shoot free throws for the remaining part of this game. MU has already committed 17 fouls.
10:20 and ticking to go. James will run the point with Nicholas, DeLeo, Jones, and Tillman. DeLeo hasn't scored yet tonight. Throws it over to Jones on the wing. Top of the key, Nicholas. Into the lane with the left hand. Scoop shot is missed. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Or rather, that's Rose for Fairfield. And he then grabbed his ankle. Tillman will be whistled for his third foul. But K.J. Rose is favoring that right ankle.
That would be a big miss for Fairfield. Rhodes has played pretty well here tonight. Started earlier in the year, had not started the last couple of games. Back in the starting lineup tonight, has anchored the backcourt, played the point pretty well, scored a couple of points, dished out some assists, can get down and rebound as well. He's got four boards, seven assists. Pretty good stat line for your starting point man.
K.J. Rose will shoot 1-1 after Monmouth picked up their eighth team foul. He'll hit his free throw to put Fairfield on top, 54-46. Now, that worry button, what's between worry and almost panic? Concern?
Yeah, I mean, it is concern because Fairfield, you know, you're midway through now this second half, and Fairfield has yet to go cold. You know, I mean, they've played 30 minutes worth of basketball, shooting okay from the field in total, but doing much better from the outside, and that's kept them alive in this game. They haven't really hit a lull.
Rose missed his free throw, but the rebound gets tapped back out to him. New possession here with under 10 to go for the Stags, who for the first time tonight can lead by double figures with a two-point shot. Rose bounces it to Jenkins, top of the key. Throws it to Coleman Johnson, right back to Jenkins with 11 on the shot clock. Jenkins dribbles it off his foot right to Max DeLeo. Max ahead to James. Josh James to the basket. We'll lay it in with the left hand.
Now, two things are going to happen when Josh James has the ball on the open floor. One, he's going to score, or two, he's going to get fouled. Sometimes it's a combination of the two. He is so good when he slashes to the rim.
He's got 13 right now. Hawks trail by six. K.J. Rose around the screen will pick up his dribble. Out to Gilbert. Gilbert will drive to Coleman Johnson. He threw it away off the hands of Johnson. Turnover will give it back to MU. That's back-to-back giveaways for the Stags.
Always helpful when you're trailing in a game when the team all of a sudden that you're playing gets pretty sloppy with the basketball. Two turnovers in two possessions for Fairfield. Monmouth was able to capitalize with James in transition. Let's see if they can get something here in more of a half-court type set.
Hawks trail by six with 9:05 and counting to go. James will run the show. Throw it left wing to Deion Jones. Jones, one step behind the back over to Tillman. He'll give it right back to Jones, left corner. Jones puts the shoulder down. Kicks it out to James. James will drive. Bounce it over to Jones from 15 feet. Put it in to cut the lead to four. Deion Jones has 12.
Another guy with double figures. You know, that basket didn't do it, but you like that Monmouth has had good balance in terms of their scoring here tonight. Nicholas, James, and Jones all in double digits.
Hawks trail 54-40. 8.5 to go. Rose dribbles himself to the right wing. Throws to Barrow, top of the key. Back to Grennan on the left wing now. With 11 on the clock. Grennan between the legs. Jump stop in the lane. Kick out to Barrow for three. That one's way short. Tipped rebound. Fight for it. It's out of bounds. They say off of Fairfield. It'll be MU ball. 8:16 remaining.
All of what Fairfield has done here tonight, you would think Barrow with a wide open three would have knocked that down. Wasn't even close on a nice dribble drive and kick out by Sean Grennan.
That's a great move by Grennan. Between the legs, jump stop. Did everything but put the shot in. 8:05 to go. DeLeo finds a cutting Deion Jones. Jones picks up his dribble. Throws it back out to DeLeo. Hand back to Jones. Top of the key, Nicholas. Rip and go to the basket. Stop in the lane. He puts it up. No good, but he'll go to the line when we come back. 7:57 to go. Hawks trailing by 4, 54-50. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. 7:57 to go in this one. Monmouth has trailed Fairfield the majority of the game, but now just trail 54-40. As when we come back from timeout, Deion Jones will have two free throws to further cut into that Fairfield lead. And Matt, it's been a struggle, to say the least, for Monmouth offensively, but showing some signs of life these last few minutes.
Well, I think you described it actually really well. It's just been a struggle for Monmouth to be able to get stuff going on a consistent basis offensively. But if you look at the numbers, they're actually not all that terrible, believe it or not. 20 of 41 from the field. You're close to 50% for the game. You should be probably doing better than you actually are in this game. Again, the difference has been the disparity in three-pointers made, Fairfield versus Monmouth, still plus 9. And the other numbers, everything else is basically pretty even in this game. There's not really a glaring thing anywhere on the stat ledger right now that pops out at you other than the big difference in three-pointers.
That's kind of been Fairfield's MO, Matt. They make more threes than their opponents. They don't shoot well from the line. They get out-rebounded. But they play good D, even though they don't score a lot. And when you do that, you do give yourself a chance to win. Just if you have enough offense, you could maybe be over the top.
You hang around is what you do. You hang around and hope that something good happens at the end of games. And for Fairfield so far this year, not a whole lot has happened good at the end part of the games. They've been in games where they've been leading. They've been blown out a couple of times earlier in the season. But if you look at even their wins, 4-point win against Northeastern, decent win, plus 9 against Bucknell, plus 4 against Manhattan. So all of their wins even have been pretty close.
And this one has gotten that much closer as Andrew Nicholas has made both of his free throws here. He's got 17. Hawks trail by 2. Down low, KJ Rose fires it over to Sean Grennan. Grennan on the left wing now will throw top of the key back to Rose. 7:35 and counting. 12 on the shot clock. KJ Rose for 3. Too strong. Max DeLeo with the rebound. Outlet to Josh James. Hawks can tie this game with 2 or take the lead with a 3-pointer. James will reset the offense here. He'll throw one over to Zach Tillman on the right wing. Top of the key, James swings it over to Max DeLeo. DeLeo shakes free of Barrow, now is doubled, throws it out to Jones, top of the key. Jones crosses over on Grennan, and it's an offensive foul on Deion Jones. And may I be the first to give my opinion, that was a flop.
Well, we'll see if we can get another look at it. The replay will come up. A little bit of contact, but I'm not sure it would have knocked Grennan as far back as it did. But that's a good defensive play. If you can sell it to the official and he's going to blow his whistle, then you've done your job as your defender.
You don't blame the defender. That's how he's going to stop the player. As Fairfield now gets it back. 6:45 and counting. Marcus Gilbert back in the game. Will pump it 3. And now kick it out to Rose. KJ Rose in the lane. Loses it for a moment. Somehow came down with it. No whistle. Now Grennan loses it. And he'll be called for up and down with 6:34 to go.
Well, you had a chance to blow your whistle once for travel. I don't think any three-man officiating crew is going to miss it a second time. Though at some point I did worry that Grennan was going to get away with that one too.
Jenkins has checked back on for Fairfield. Yeah, I thought they missed the KJ Jones one. But Monmouth has it now. Same situation as before, down by 2. The players get their instructions from Coach Rice. Coach Johnson yelling at his defense. James bounces it right wing. Zach Tillman, 12 on the shot clock. Tillman to James, top of the key. Tillman shakes him. Down low, Zach. Lay it in and one. Beautiful find from James. And Zach Tillman with a chance for three to give Mamet the lead.
I think Tillman went up with the intentions of trying to dunk that basketball. And then he got stuck basically by the defender and was able to find the wherewithal to finish it off the glass and have enough control to handle the contact.
Tillman's free throw is no good, but Deion Jones pulls down the offensive rebound. Loose ball, a scrum down low. We have a timeout or a tie-up? We have a timeout awarded to Fairfield, and the worst part is Coach Johnson didn't want the timeout because they get the alternate possession arrow. He didn't want his team to call timeout. They're close to being out of timeouts anyway. As the Stags will possess the ball, Matt. 6 minutes to go in this one. 54-54. It's actually a full timeout. Let's keep things right here. The officials looked over at him, and he kind of said, I don't want it. Because you got to know time and situation there. They would have gotten a free possession.
Well, he didn't call it. His players down on the floor did. And, you know, one of those things, once you call it, you're not going to be able to take it back. Good hustle that time by Mamet. They're able to keep it alive. They make Fairfield waste the timeout, which you never know when they will need that later on in the game. We mentioned there's one other game in the MAC going on tonight on our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. Siena leading St. Peter's by a score of 48-37. Why that game is of interest is both of those teams came in tied with Mamet at 3-5. All in a logjam for sixth place. Marist, Mammoth, St. Peter's, and Siena all entered league play at 3-5 tonight. Three of those four teams playing. So if Mammoth can figure out a way to win this one, they would move into a two-way tie, essentially, with whoever wins that basketball game. And again, with Ryder kind of the next team up, that will be a very important game for MU. They want to obviously continue their winning ways, but look to split the season series against Ryder so there's no tiebreak issues if it came down to that. All, again, trying to figure out a way to get that five spot, and you can get that first round bye in MAC play.
Matt, with 6 minutes to go in this one and a big assist point upstairs to our buddy Gary Kowal, who's been on some broadcasts. That is Fairfield's final timeout. So with 6 minutes to go, the Stags are out of timeouts, which could really prove to be a difference late in this one.
Well, that's certainly why Sidney Johnson didn't want to waste that one if he didn't have to.
Under 6 minutes to go in this game. KJ Rose loses it. Great defense by Max DeLeo. DeLeo will come back the other way. Throws it ahead to Deion Jones. Bounces it at the foul line to Zach Tillman. Nicholas three. In and out. Tipped rebound. Loose ball down low. Josh James can't save it from going out of bounds. It'll go back to Fairfield, but good hustle from the freshman.
And you've seen a little bit of just change in tempo and passion, I feel like, in Mammoth the last couple of minutes. Now they've realized we've got a tie ball game, less than 6 minutes to go. We need a little bit more energy, need a little bit more focus, and they're starting to bring both into the basketball game.
Under 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go. We are all square at 54. Jenkins running the point with Rose on the floor. Now Rose will throw it to Gilbert. They swing it left wing to Justin Jenkins. They're going to post up Maurice Barra. Spins on Jones. He's fouled on the way up after what Mammoth fans thought was a block. They're going to call that foul on Max DeLeo. His second will send Maurice Barra to the foul line.
10th team foul also for MU. So Fairfield will shoot two for the remaining whistles that we'll see in this game.
You know, I know Sidney Johnson's a very smart man. He went to Princeton. He played overseas. He just has some weird mannerisms. Like, he just got a call, and he gave the official, like, the pouty face.
You never stop with the referees. Basketball coaches never stop. You can get everything you want. You're always looking for the next one.
How can
you help me the next time you blow the whistle?
Barrow makes the first one. See, I always went the other way, if you think about it. You should argue the ones you know you got gripe with, because otherwise, don't you think they tune it out?
I mean, good officials, you try and tune it out from the beginning anyway.
Maurice Barrow's two free throws has given Fairfield a two-point lead. Hawks back the other way. Max DeLeo gets his man in the air, steps in for the tie, in and out. Rebound snatched out of the air by Amadou Sidibe.
Halfway down, that one was, again, you want to don't let Fairfield now extend that lead back out after you work so hard to tie it up.
4 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Barrow for three, missed it short. Long rebound comes out to K.J. Rose. Finds Barrow down low. Scoop shot, no good. Second try, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nicholas.
Well, bad attempts that time by Barrow. I mean, he missed everything on the one putback attempt and then a wide open layup on the second putback attempt.
James, drive, bounce it to Tillman. He'll lay it in to tie this game at 56.
Another good drive and dish that time by the Monmouth point guard. We've seen Robinson do it a couple of times tonight. That time it was Josh James.
4:10 and ticking down. We're tied again at 56. DeLeo all over K.J. Rose, and that's a blocking foul on Max DeLeo. He picks up his third. The team in the double bonus. Two free throws coming for Fairfield.
And a good call that time. DeLeo was a little bit out of position. That is his trademark, trying to get up and in the face of whoever he is guarding. That time kind of came back to bite him a little bit as he gets whistled for the foul. His third. We already mentioned Monmouth plus 10 now in the foul department. So everything two free throws for Fairfield.
First free throw is up and good for Rose. Robinson in. DeLeo out. Sean Grennan will check back in for Justin Jenkins.
For the Stags, number 55, Sean Grennan.
The second free throw missed back iron. Hawks trail by one. We near the four-minute mark and now tick under it. Nicholas for three and the lead is no good and the rebound snatched down by Sidibe again.
Just can't get over that hump a little bit tonight. It's there for Monmouth. You got to start, again, trying to get back in front, play from in front.
3:40 to go in this one. Barrow to the basket. Put it in off the window. Fairfield back up by three.
I don't know how Barrow missed the last couple, and then he made that one. That was a great move to the rim.
Hawks trailing 59-56 with under 3.5 minutes to go. Josh James controls for MU. Throws top of the key to Deion Jones. Jones finds a cutting Andrew Nicholas. He spins and he's fouled going to the basket.
Nice drop step move that time by Nicholas in the lane. Caught it at the foul line, drop step, and right at the rim.
Monmouth trails 59-56. We'll step out for 60 seconds with 3:17 to go here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Fairfield leads Monmouth 59-56. The final 3:17 we have in front of us, and it's presented by our friends at Aramark, the official Monmouth Dining Services provider. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here courtside. Matt, we've officially entered crunch time. In this one, Monmouth, when we come back, will have a couple of free throw attempts for Andrew Nicholas, but this one looks as though, just like the last one, it's going to go down to the wire.
And it's been that kind of game. Even though Fairfield has played from in front for a while, we've had seven lead changes. The score's been tied seven times, so it's been a very competitive game all the way through. Fairfield is led by nine. That's been their largest lead. MU up by three. That came early on in this second half, but it's still there right now for the taking if you're the Hawks.
I think you just missed what
I saw.
Did you see the rifle?
I did.
He looked like Boomer Esiason with the lefty. Yeah. Who would have guessed that Monmouth president Paul Brown was a southpaw? And that, I mean, he might have got that t-shirt toss up to like 70 miles an hour.
Or seven.
Wow, you are. It had some pace behind it.
It did. It had a little zip.
Nicholas at the line. He makes both free throws. So improved in that department to cut this lead back to one, 59-58.
Full court pressure here by Monmouth off the make.
Fairfield breaks it easily. Couple of passes as Barrow now has it. 3:05 to go. Hawks trail by one. Rose will run the show, the freshman from Binghamton. He's watched by DeLeo. Max knocks it out of bounds. It'll still be Fairfield ball. 18 seconds on the shot clock.
A lot of play here for DeLeo and James together as the backcourt here in the second half.
Inbound, Monmouth double teams That's Rose. Rose had to throw it off of the leg of Deion Jones.
Well, and remember, too, Fairfield can't call a timeout here. They don't have any left. That might have been a situation that they would have used it.
That's a great point. 12 on the shot clock here. Sean Grennan has it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. 2:45 to go in the game. Gilbert is somehow open for three. He missed that one. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones.
Oh, boy, and he was wide, wide open.
Hawks trailing by one. James to the basket. Lays it in to give MU a 60-59 lead.
Old school finger roll that time by Josh James at the rim.
And now the Hawks will play from in front for a possession. Again, Fairfield with no timeouts. 2:20 and counting. A steal. James pokes it away. He's been phenomenal in this game. Beautiful head fake. Missing the layup. Ball deflected out of bounds. They say off of Max DeLeo. It'll be Fairfield ball. But what about this second half that Josh James is having?
Yeah, he's really playing with just unbelievable energy and great confidence. He's got 15 points, so close to getting that last basket. Would have given Monmouth a three-point advantage. O'Garro will come back in here, and Tillman will sit. This gives Monmouth a very athletic five on the floor right now.
DeLeo, James, O'Garro, Nicholas, and Jones. To counter Fairfield's Gilbert, Sidibe, Barrow, Grennan, and Rose. 2 minutes to go in our second half. Hawks lead by one. Grennan, double team. Throws over to Gilbert on the right wing.
Well, Fairfield didn't find the open man that time. It was Barrow on the left wing.
K.J. Rose will drive on Max DeLeo. His shot is blocked. DeLeo and Deion Jones were there. And then Max is fouled in the backcourt with 1:43 to go in our second half.
I think that was Jones who got the block, even though both players were there. I'm sure we'll get a replay of that. Deion went up over the top and just swatted this one. Actually, it was DeLeo on the downswing of the ball. He got it before Jones could get his hand on it. Great defensive play by DeLeo, who's at the free throw line.
He was fouled and will now shoot 1-1 with Monmouth leading by a point. DeLeo makes the first free throw, Matt, his first point in the game with 103 seconds to go. All-important second free throw. Max missed the second one. Rebound snatched out of the air by Gilbert. Monmouth on top, 60-159, 1:35 to go in this second half. Rose bounces it to Barrow. Will throw to Gilbert, top of the key. He's got 19. And a foul is called away from the ball on Monmouth. Deion Jones will get called for his third foul with 1:27 to go.
Not sure if Jones grabbed on to the player he was matched up with, but that's not one that you could afford if you're Monmouth. This gives Fairfield an opportunity for two free throws with the clock stopped.
Barrow shoots free throws at 76%. They'll make the first one. Big, big call in this game as Monmouth now trails by one with another Barrow free throw coming. Barrow missed the second one. Deion Jones pulls down the rebound. Hawks lead by one with 1:20 to go. Josh James will run the point, throw it right wing to Deion Jones. He'll go top of the key to Nicholas. Rose flops and they call a charge. Rose stepped in and drew a charge on Andrew Nicholas.
That's going to be another replay. To me, I know you're not going to like it, Eddie. I think it's a pretty good call.
I think that's the definition of a block.
And I know, and I'll tell you why. Nicholas did the one thing you can't do as an offensive player. That is extend your forearm out and cause separation between yourself and the defender. Usually when you see that, it's going to go against the offensive player.
I agree with you, but I think these officials are too good to fall for that. Nevertheless, with 1 minute to go, Monmouth leads Fairfield by one. Stag basketball. And there's another offensive foul. Max DeLeo gets bowled over by K.J. Rose. 58.8 seconds to go. And back and forth we go with offensive fouls. And that might have been the exact same call.
You can't create the contact and get separation all in the same.
Hawks lead 61-60. Monmouth is going to bring this clock down. There's about a 23-second difference between our game and shot clock. Hawks with the narrowest of leads at 1 point, and Coach Rice takes timeout with 40.2 seconds to go and 17 seconds on the shot clock. Matt, this by far Monmouth's biggest possession of the game. Where do you go? Here's what we know. Andrew Nicholas has 19. Deion Jones has 12, and Josh James has 15, but now you need a bucket in the half court.
I think it starts with the ball in the hands of James, whether he can do it himself and get to the rim, or certainly some sort of possession where he tries to get to the basket, because he's had a lot of success getting to the rim. He can either finish himself or look for some sort of kick out and give somebody an open shot from the outside. But he's got to be the creator, I think, in this possession. Even though Jones can certainly do it, and Nicholas has been pretty solid here tonight, I still like the ball in the hands of the freshman, James.
Game reset. Monmouth in the double bonus. They have 10 team fouls. Fairfield has 9. On an alternate possession, the Stags would get it. The Hawks lead by 1, 61-60, with 40 seconds to go and 17 seconds on the shot clock. Hawks and Stags will break the huddle, Matt. This is an absolutely critical MAC contest.
Here's the one bad thing about Josh James having his hands with the basketball as the point man right now. Of the three players we just mentioned, James, Nicholas, and Jones, the worst free throw shooter of the three is Josh James.
Ogero, DeLeo, Jones, James, and Nicholas, the MU5. We'll see what Coach Rice has devised out of the timeout. 35 seconds to go, 11 on the shot clock. James to Ogero, right elbow. He's going to go at Sidibe. Kick out to Nicholas. Nicholas has it stripped. Turn the shot clock off with 24 seconds to go. Fairfield will have a chance to win this ball game.
Got to play straight up defense right now if your mama can't foul.
No timeouts for Fairfield. 15 seconds to go. KJ Rose around a screen. 12 seconds. 11. He throws it into the corner. Barrow with 8. Guarded by Ogero. Floater. Short. Rebound. Deion Jones. 3 seconds. 2, and he's fouled with 2.6 seconds to go, and Monmouth leading by 1.
Oh, does Fairfield wish they had that timeout, because that was a completely disjointed possession and not a good attempt at all at the rim. Credit Monmouth for playing good straight-up man-to-man defense, forcing Fairfield into something they were obviously not comfortable with doing, and MU with a big opportunity here to go up 3.
So Jones will go to the line. He's got 12 and 2 huge shots here tonight. He has yet to attempt a free throw this evening. Jones calmly sinks the first one. Fairfield's going to flood the court with shooters. They'll bring out Steve Smith, who we know has pretty serious range. Again, no timeout, so Fairfield will have to get something in 2.6 seconds. Hawks lead 62-60.
Strange to say, if you're Fairfield, you're almost hoping that Jones makes it so you can get a straight inbounds play.
Deion, he missed the second one. Rebound deflected out of bounds. MU ball. 1.7 to go.
Any kind of missed shot, clock goes off, and you start running things, and now all of a sudden ball goes out of bounds, and you give it back to Monmouth.
Coach Sidney Johnson is imploring the officials to check the monitor with 1.7 to go. They're going to do that, Matt, with Monmouth leading 62-60. Coach Rick Callahan is all over the officials right now as they will go to the monitors. We'll get maybe a quick look at it with 1.7 to go. Monmouth leading 62-60. They'll go to the monitor. And what this does, Matt, is, and I'll tell you, our buddy Steve Bazzaz is right on it. Coach Johnson wanted them at the monitor because he now gets a free timeout and a chance to draw something up regardless of the outcome.
Yeah, well, and essentially this is the game here if you're Fairfield. You know, I mean, Monmouth's going to put the ball in play. You've got to foul them immediately and send them to the free throw line and hope that they miss one, because you don't have time to make up a four-point deficit.
Well, Tyrone Ogero's on the floor, and he's a 38% foul shooter. They inbound to Max DeLeo with 0.8 to go. Max is fouled. So now here's your situation, that Monmouth leads 62-60, .8. What's the rule with .8? Is that a catch and shoot?
Yeah, you have time to catch and shoot.
You do?
Yep.
All right, just making sure.
But I'll say this. If you're Monmouth, how about this? DeLeo makes the first one, miss the second, and the game's over because you're never going to be able to get the ball and throw it up, even if it's a last-second E. .8, once that thing hits the rim, the clock should essentially start. Anything after that, there's no way you'll have time to do it. Or make two and you're up by four. Either way, Monmouth is in good shape.
Justin Jenkins will have to come in because Marcus Gilbert fouled out. He fouls out with 19 points, including 6 3-pointers. So now Max DeLeo has two. Matt, I agree with you 100%. You make the first, you miss the second, softly miss the second, and end this ball game with .8 to go. DeLeo's first one is short, and woefully short. So now
that changes things a little bit. Now you got to make it.
You got to make it now. You need at least the 3-point cushion. So DeLeo has a second free throw here, 62-60. And he made that one. .8 to go, no timeout for Fairfield. Inbound to Rose. The shot, he didn't get it off. It did at the backboard, and Monmouth will survive. The Hawks win their second in a row, and they move to 4-5 in MAC play and 10-10 overall on the season, defeating Fairfield in a really close back-and-forth college basketball game here at the MAC on Thursday night. MU prevails 63-60.
Big win for Monmouth. They will pull into a two-way tie right now with Siena, who they own the tie break against. The Saints were able to beat St. Peter's, so both Siena and Monmouth at 4-5 now overall in league play. Ryder up next on the schedule for MU. That will be a huge game Sunday afternoon in Lawrenceville.
Hawks come out. They, Matt, I think gutted this one out, 63-60. You talked about it during the game. We had moments of worry. You had moments of concern. But the Hawks made enough plays down the stretch between Nicholas and Jones. And I think tonight a huge revelation with just how good Josh James was down the stretch in this one.
Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you've got to gut it out. Sometimes you've got to be able to put it together. And that's what we said at one point of this game. You know, you stop with the freshman and the young team. And sometimes you've got to just figure out ways that you can win basketball games. And Monmouth did that tonight.
Coach Rice being interviewed right now by ESPN. So we'll take a timeout here on our post game. We will be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, during our post-game show, which is presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your official Hawks basketball post-game headquarters with nightly entertainment and drink specials. We'll step out, Ray. 60-second timeout. Bring you back for the post-game show after a 63-60 Monmouth win. Hawks prevail here on your home for MU Hoops, the Shore Sports Network.
Monmouth with a big come-from-behind win, 63-60 over Fairfield. MU gets that win, goes to 10-10 overall, 4-5 in league play. Sitting here courtside, and we're joined by the head coach of the Hawks, King Rice. Coach, we talked about it. You know, at some point you have these games where you basically just have to gut it out, and that's kind of what this one was tonight.
Well, everybody had told me going into this league, and I watched this league for a long time, but everybody tells you usually you're not going to get away from someone, and most of the time they won't get away from you too, and it's going to be a battle. And we're trying to get, this being our first time through, we're trying to get our kids to understand, so we're ramping it up in practice. So every day we come on the floor, we're trying to make it a battle, and we've been very, very fortunate the last two times.
And Coach, what did this win say about your young team? You get that thrilling win Sunday, then you come right back a couple days later against a feisty, hungry Fairfield team, but now you show your young team you can win one of those grinded-out league games.
Well, our guys believe, and they believe in each other, and I just kept telling them, guys, this is what we do. This is what we do. And, guys, we have to fight. I thought Fairfield outfought us for most of the game, and that's why they had their lead. They were quicker to loose balls. They came in with a great plan. You know, they weren't going to take quick shots. They were going to slow us down. And it worked, but we got fortunate down the stretch and were able to get the win.
Great balance tonight, too, I thought, Coach, offensively. When you think about it, three guys in double figures. Nicholas, again, your leading scorer, 19. 15 points for Josh James and Deion Jones with his 13. I thought Josh was really the difference in this game tonight, especially down the stretch.
Well, I thought Josh was incredible. Josh has been really playing great about the last 3 weeks since we went to Niagara. And it started in practice. I'm telling you, he's getting better daily. And Red is one of our main guys. He's been one of our main guys for 3 years. Dion today, his numbers were off a little bit. His diabetes numbers were off a little bit. We don't ever make excuses, but we watch it closely. And I'm glad he caught that with Vanessa. We have great training staff, but he just was a little bit off today. And then his numbers got back under control, and he contributed greatly.
And he contributed to this Monmouth win, 63-60. Coach, thanks for joining us post-game. You even up your overall record at 10-10, moved to 4-5 in the MAC. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much, guys. And Monmouth fans, please keep supporting this group. This group is going to do special things.
To the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, we always appreciate a few minutes with Coach Rice. That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, Matt, after his team victorious 63-60 in MAC play. You heard me just say it. They even up their overall record at 10-10, and they all importantly move to 4-5 in the MAC, as we'll continue along on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill.
Take a quick peek at the scores. There was just one other game in league play tonight. Mentioned it right after the Monmouth win, who, of course, Hawks take it 63-60. Siena taking care of St. Peter's by a score of 64-47. So now Siena and Monmouth with identical 4-5 records in the league. Top 25, there are only five games on the schedule, a couple of them winding down here in the second half. Number 17, Ohio State, that has just become final. They knock off Illinois 62-55. Number 6, Florida, has just gone final. They win one on the road in the SEC 68-62. Second half action, it is number 23, Memphis, leading Houston 53-39. Early on, first half, number 1, Arizona, trying to go to 19-0 to open up the season. Pac-12 game against Colorado, and the Wildcats lead at 9-2. And one other game just getting set to tip off. They're waiting, I think, for a game to finish before they start this one. Number 15, Cincinnati and UCF just getting underway. No score in the first half.
Here, Monmouth, 63-60 over Fairfield. The Stags were led by Maurice Barrows, 20 points off the bench. Marcus Gilbert goes for 19, including 6 three-pointers. The Stags shoot 37%. They do hit 12 three-pointers in this game, which kept them in it all game, before ultimately falling to MU. Matt, Monmouth put three players in double figures. Andrew Nicholas had 19, Deion Jones had 13, and our Jersey Mike subs player of the game, Josh James, 15 points on 5 of 7 shooting, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, just 1 turnover in 27 minutes. He is our Jersey Mike's player of the game, presented by our good buddies right down the street. Go visit them at Carriage Square and Route 71, Jersey Mike subs.
Well, the advantage of having maybe a bit of a deep bench is that when certain guys are off a little bit, and Justin Robinson was a little off tonight, only played 19 minutes, didn't score, didn't really get himself involved in this game. All of a sudden, you turn to Josh James, who's kind of the hot guy, and you let him play out the string here, which I thought was really important. He played 27 minutes. You went through his numbers. He was also 5 of 7 from the free throw line. But if you can go 15, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, a steal, and just 1 turnover, you're going to do good things in that Monmouth backcourt. And James, I thought, as I said to Coach before, he was really the difference in this game for Monmouth tonight.
Now the Hawks, Matt, move on Sunday, where they'll visit their in-state and hourglass rival Ryder. Look at Julian, by the way, just dominating the MAC right
running
now.
Running around.
He'll tire out. He'll be fun. The Hawks move on Sunday. They take on Ryder, 4 p.m. tip from Lawrenceville. That is our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. And Matt, last time those two teams played, Ryder 89-83 winners here in the MAC. This Monmouth team playing differently, but it is on the road, and it's really tough to win. As we know, on this league on the road should be a good one.
And Ryder, obviously, you know, the team right now that Monmouth is trailing for that five spot, the Bronx 5-3 overall. They did not play tonight. It'll be a very interesting contest. You know, that game, which was back all the way in December, December 5th. It was a back-and-forth game pretty much throughout, two old rivals getting back together. Ryder was able to win that game on the road, so a bit of a revenge, and we'll see if Monmouth can maybe do something here that I would not think a whole lot of people thought they could do, which is win three league games in a row, because it's hard to do in a league like this. And if you're Monmouth, you like what the team is doing right now. You knock off first place Canisius, you gut one out against last place Fairfield, now you can cut kind of start your focus on, hey, we're right there. We're in it for maybe trying to lock in something in that top five, but you're going to have to go out and beat Ryder on Sunday.
We'll be live on the air 1:45 here on the Shore Sports Network, as well as ShoreSportsNetwork.com and on the free Radio Pup app. But this one will wrap up now. Monmouth victorious over Fairfield 63-60. Matt, great job as always, sir. Hopefully we get you on Sunday, but nevertheless, we know we got a lot of games the rest of the way.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be a certainly a good matchup, and the way that this team is playing, it will be a fun month of February and hopefully a very bright March.
Sir, great job as always. Appreciate it. For my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, and Ray Malaspina, back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network, I am Eddie Acapinti, thanking you for listening to tonight's broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball. Hawks, they win 63-60, and we're on the air Sunday at 1:45, live from Lawrenceville for MU and Ryder. Folks, thank you for listening this evening. Have a good night.